The first time that Devin and I kissed as
no, that's
Devin
part of
and
the
Lindsay.
Game. Hold on, hold that. Stop.
Okay,
that's part of the game.
Okay.
Hold on. This is absurd.
One of the Mario brothers.
Would we ever date each other again, Lindsay?
Yes.
It's I'm flattered, but I just want to stay friends. I don't want to go out with you.
Hey.
I am Lindsay Shaw. You may know me as Mose from Ned's Declassified.
Mose! I forgot to tell you guys. I took cooking instead of art.
And I am Devin Werkheiser, a.k.a. Ned Bigby.
This won't be so bad. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
And today we're getting real with Rewind. But if we decide not to answer a question, there will be a price to pay.
Emotional shame.
Exactly.
What has it been, like 12 years?
Yeah, it's been ages.
It's been ages.
Okay, let's play this game. There's a list of questions. We're going to go through them. If there's any questions we don't want to answer, there's a consequence, and
what?
We shall see what those are. Some kind of funny, shame-inducing.
Please don't put another hex on me. That just wore off.
Work your gloppy, gloopy magic.
Question one, what's something you're horrible at?
Relationships. Of all kinds. Relationships to me are commodified, monetized, or exploited. I have worked on that. So, Devin, what's one thing that you're horrible at?
I'm good at everything.
Devin. Okay. hey, we love that though.
Honestly, I'm pretty horrible at anything tech related. I'm an old person in that regard. I grew up with technology, but I feel like a grandpa when I'm just like, is this the button I press and do I do this and what's the password and how do I do it? Both my roommates are tech wizards, so I can exist in the world.
Having a friend who's half man, half machine does have its advantages.
I think I'm more of a child of the earth, you know, bare feet and in the grass, you know what I'm saying?
Next question, I'm gonna ask it.
Ask away.
Do you have a secret talent and what is it?
A secret talent? I can kind of do a mouth trumpet pretty well.
What the?
You ready? Okay.
I felt the soul in that. I thought that was gonna be way less cool than that was.
I wish we could have a talent show where kids could do whatever they wanted.
I don't have any hidden talent like I can ride a unicycle.
It's not overly hidden, but it is an incredible talent of yours, is your flexibility and your yoga prowess. Like, I've seen that. I can't touch my toes. I can't do it. My flexibility
is not there.
And
honestly, with two lessons, yo, I would like, I don't know. It's just having the right teacher. I had such a guru in Arizona. I really needed her. But yeah. It's a blessing for sure.
But it is talent. So don't be afraid to express yourself. And most importantly, have fun.
How did your real lives differ from the characters you played on screen, and how were they the same? Or you can accept a consequence. Or you can just skip
it. I feel like
this
is a really boring question to accept a consequence on. Or should I accept the consequence?
There's no judgment.
Why shit up? You want me to get spicy? Well then, spice it up. I choose the plank.
You chose not to answer that question, so you have to do a consequence, which is dance without laughing for 15 seconds.
Can somebody set a timer for me?
Yeah, I got it. Ready, and go! Liberate yourself. 15 seconds. You nailed it. You nailed it. Big fan. Big fan of those moves. Very fluid. Very loose.
Yep.
Very free.
I was letting the spirits guide me.
Let's go shake it on the dance floor like good girls do when bad boys are around.
Now let me ask you, Devin, what were the similarities and differences between you and your character, Ned Bigby?
I mean, I feel like I was pretty Ned-like, and I've honestly grown up to be pretty aligned to what Ned's about. Ned's whole thing was like, I know what we're going through is confusing, is difficult, but we're gonna get through it together, and like, here's some ways that we can maybe do it better. And I felt pretty aligned to that message throughout my life. Next question. Who was the worst person to be on set with, Lindsay Shaw?
Worst person to be on set with? Worst person to be on set with?
Because I don't even think I want to think about that. I don't know that I want to answer.
No, there wasn't any worst person to be on set with. I'm going to tell you the person that I little girl hated the most one day on set was actually our school teacher, who turned out to be a great male role model in all of our lives.
What?
And he was exceptional. He was fun.
Exceptional teacher.
Like, prepared smoothies for us every day. He made things funny, like, but still kept, like, order. He was great, right? But I was feeling particularly rowdy one day, and I went into the schoolroom, and dude, he warned me not to do it, and I straight up, while Devin was, like, kneeled in his chair, I pantsed that Mo. And Scott looked at me like, get out of the room, and he said that, and I'm like, no, and he's like, no, go to your room, and I was like, oh, it was so horrible.
He grounded you.
That was the worst.
I'm a teacher, and when I say goes.
The worst person to be around with on set. I don't think I want to answer that. Not because there's not a worst person to be around with on set, but I don't even want to sort through those memories and name someone the worst to be around. So give me a consequence, Lindsay.
This is what I want. I want you to show me your best yoga move. Yep.
I don't even know what that means.
Yep.
I don't have best yoga moves. I don't yoga.
Hey, okay. Hey, why don't you do standing? Just do a standing one.
Hold on. Just get ready. I'm going to do a little flow, okay? I'm going to show you my flat back,
honey!
Okay?
Okay. Okay, so this is a flow. Okay. He's forward folding. He comes up, heart forward, elongates. He comes back. He steps back into plank. Oh, no, he goes up.
I dropped my AirPods.
That's a sun salutation. He brings all the sun energy into his heart. All the sun energy into his heart. And he bends at the hips and goes back towards the earth. Beautiful.
I dropped my AirPods. I can't hear you.
I am so proud of you, baby boo.
Honestly, during the pandemic, I did more yoga than I've ever done in my life. And I've been off it for a little bit now, but I learned some things.
But that's why I'm here, to learn about this stuff.
I knew this stuff in kindergarten while you're picking your nose and eating it, you water neutrino.
Give me that next question, yeah.
Ooh, what is something that you did on set that you shouldn't have?
Should is a really loaded word here, all right? Because everything we did, we absolutely should have done, but did we get in trouble for it? No matter what version of it we created, yes. And the thing that we did was at lunch, we played. We started playing dodgeball and then the adults got into it. And then the whole crew got into it and we were all playing dodgeball together. And then an AD hit one of the children actors in the face with a dodgeball so hard that the texture of the rubber ball was on half of her face and she had to film after lunch. Michelle Kim. Michelle Kim got hit in the face so hard with a dodgeball that half of her face was red, had the texture of the ball, and was like swollen. So that killed dodgeball.
It was the last time we played dodgeball. I was in the zone. I was hitting everything in sight. That's when it all went wrong.
What's something that you did on set that you shouldn't have?
There's nothing on set that I shouldn't have done. Everything was safe and okay there. I remember crying really hard when somebody else's grandpa died. I shouldn't have taken that so personally. Like, who cares? It's not my grandpa. But it made me really sad.
Hey, I need something to cheer us up.
Next question.
When did you start dating and who asked who out? I liked Devin from that first time I saw him on the round couches during our callback thing, because I was just like, what the heck? Like, this dude is like, he was in this position of power where he was number one. And I was like, okay. And it was just such an experience to go through with you. Like, it was such an intimate time in both of our lives.
So how's the reading going?
I'm halfway there, but honestly, who cares about magic pants?
Too bad you're not in the violent book club. That's what we're discussing today.
When did we start dating? That was not until the third season, and I remember the Wednesday on my couch, and we kissed as Lindsay and Devin, and I swear to God, that was like
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was like angels sang. It was so beautiful. We started dating the last season of Ned's.
It was on a Wednesday.
We were so close throughout all of Ned's.
It was perfect. And I remember we walked back into the schoolroom and the first thing our teacher said to us was, "What happened?"
Oh, I forgot that. Of course he knew. He's an adult.
He knew and we probably walked in like immediately. That's how intense this dude was.
And asked who out? It wasn't even like that. Like it was like
it was like just like
the feelings the had reached the threshold, and it was time to give in. It was time to open up into them.
Yeah,
and love each other.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should go out. You know, boyfriend girlfriend, more than friends.
Hand holding, talking all night, heart shaped candies on Valentine's Day.
I'm ready if you are.
Bring it on.
What was it like dating while we were working together, Lindsay? Honestly, no, I'm gonna say it was great because at the time in the show, like we were building up into Ned and Moe's getting together. It was the last season of Ned's. So, and we knew it was the last season. If the show was gonna continue, it was gonna be a new show for high school and Nickelodeon never picked it up. So like, we kind of knew it was the end, and literally, in the story, we're ramping up that Ned and Moe's are getting together.
And it's so, like, oh my gosh, it's paralleling our actual lives. And it's like,
I know! It's so cute. It was beautiful too, because for me, it was like, I don't know, it was my first, you were my first love. It was the beginning of that love, like opening up as hormonal teenagers after being friends for so long, and then we're telling the story of the characters doing that as well. Honestly, it was like perfection. It was beautiful. I told the story of the lunches that we would go play at lunch. Once Lindsay and I started dating, then we would just go make out at lunch.
Oh my gosh,
that was great. The makeup artist always had to redo it after lunch, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Is it me or is it hot in here? Maybe.
I think I'm taking a consequence on this. Why did we break up? I don't think I want to talk about any of that.
Why did we break up, Devin? No, I don't think I want to talk about any of that. We broke up because it was time. And,
yeah, and
we had
real.
Served our purpose with one another. We were growing in a different way.
Yeah, we were. It was our first love. That's not ever meant to last. It was time. Next question.
Who's the better kisser?
Devin, the better kisser?
Go ahead and answer.
Go ahead and answer, Lindsay.
Let's do it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Me.
Okay, cool. Perfect. It's
so there's that.
What's cool is I had barely kissed anyone before.
You were my first
Lindsay,
kiss.
Like except in my life. Like set kisses or whatever. And it was us, and it was great.
It was great.
It was great. Would we ever date each other again, Lindsay?
Yes.
Cool. Cool.
Right?
Life's pretty wild. Like the way you come in and out of each other's lives. So am I closed off to that? No.
Interesting.
Lindsay, what was the worst date you've ever been on?
The worst date I have ever been on?
Yeah.
I'm scared to hear this answer. Because this guy was like, "We ain't dating." I love how those words can just like gloss over whatever is actually happening. You know what I'm saying? He was going to an audition. This car ran out of gas at a stop sign. I Googled where the closest gas station was. I was wearing shoes that are not conducive to walking the 3 blocks and back to the gas. Like, this was long. I walk to that gas station, get $20 worth of gas. This dude is just like, he's acting like it's not happening. He's literally denying it's happening in front of me by just like being on his phone. That should have been such a big red flag right there. He reacted so poorly in that situation. And I'm not saying that people can't have their poor reactions, but there was no, but that's a red flag. There was more like, it was just like,
yeah, the fact that you walked to get the gas and he's like having an internal meltdown.
He was like embarrassed about it. And I was like, dude, there's nothing to be embarrassed for.
Yeah, we just need to solve this situation.
Exactly. And I'm totally here for you. Like,
that is a terrible date. I don't want to, I don't even want to think.
Oh my gosh,
Devin. Give me a consequence.
You have to wear your mustache for the rest of the time.
I grow some nice facial hair, yeah.
Do
I
you?
I grow some sweet facial hair, yeah.
Did you know facial hair is mostly full of feces?
That can't be true. Makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Cool! You're getting a mustache!
I have a mustache. And once Lisa gets a look, it'll be goodbye, boys, and hello, the man.
Oh, baby.
This you is absurd! Like
one of the Mario Brothers!
I do. It's a me!
This is incredible.
Devin,
can I make you a pizza? Can I make you a cannoli? Can I make you a linguine?
Oh my gosh, why do I feel like you're more yourself with this beard on than you've ever been? Mustache.
You're right.
Absolutely.
I feel more me right now.
Cook! Nice mustache.
Oh, you noticed?
Daniel!
Did he call?
Hey, I'm on a plane.
Daniel, you
what?
Are also
you're
on this
a
Nick
plane?
Rewind thing. Hi, say hey, Daniel.
Daniel, I love you. What's up, buddy?
I don't know why you're not a part of this, but I miss you so much. Where are you going?
To Nashville.
Are you shooting?
I'm teaching class. I'm acting class.
This guy, Daniel, is my most... My heart has... I love Daniel. Daniel and I don't know. Since I've reconnected with him, I literally just feel like a kindred spirit with this dude. He's just always making things happen, and he taught me the phrase that dispassionate speech neutralizes everything. And I thought it was just so brilliant. It's like, yeah.
Daniel,
so anyway, I
love
him. Have a great day. Thanks for calling back, yo. Be so safe.
Have a good flight. I mean, literally, I can't get on the internet without people going, like, they won't even say anything. They'll just go, Mose, Cookie, or where's Cookie? Where's Mose? That's it. And now we know Cookie's on an airplane. So there's your answer, kids who are going to comment, where's Cookie during this? He's on an airplane.
It's not a paper airplane. It's the paper airplane. I designed and built this baby all by myself. The slightest breeze will take her flying.
Last question. What are you currently working on, Lindsay Shaw?
My attitude problem. I am currently working on my skills, my potential. I am writing stuff. I am doing stuff in front of the camera. I am trying to be clever. I am trying to evolve with the times. Acting is so much different than what it used to be. Not only because of COVID, but just because evolution is going faster now and things are different. And things that were important to me once aren't as important to me now, so my priorities are changing. Devin, what are you working on?
Man, I'm working on keeping my life together without spiraling into a nightmare of existential dread. Huh? I recently did a web series with King Batch.
That is awesome.
It's gonna be on Facebook. I'm working on music all the time. I have a band now that's
getting
close to release music.
What is your band called?
It's gonna come out. The title is to be determined. Our name's to be determined, but look out for it. It's our music's sick. Nice mustache, dude.
Yo, that's really
look
cool.
Look at you.
I can't believe you're in a band.
Oh, thanks. Okay, we did it. We did our questions.
We did it. Look at this. Does this look weird?
Yes, it does. Listen, I forgot to mention that sometimes true art can anger people. Run!
Thank you so much for joining us for this very special episode of Real versus Rewind.
Make sure you subscribe and leave comments about your favorite part of this experience. And also who you want to see do this next, the Real versus Rewind Challenge. What Nickelodeon cast members do you want to see do this next?
You can vote for us again.
Yeah, you could vote for us to come back. This whole series could just be Lindsay and I.